Title of this devotional is, Why is this happening to me? Reading our text from 1 Peter 4 and 12. Beloved, do not think it is strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. We do not walk by sight or by what we feel. Sight and feeling can be most deceptive. We walk by faith and faith alone. And faith, to be of any value, must be tried in the fire. So rather than despair, look up and rejoice. 1 Peter 1:7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. While we're in the fire, we have an absolute assurance from an absolute God that we are not alone. Hebrews 13:5, in part, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Matthew 28:20, in part, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Well, Jesus told us that we would indeed have tribulation in this world. But we can be happy that he has already gone through every trial and faced every hardship that could possibly ever face us. John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He also told us that if all men were speaking well of us, we got a problem. They all liked and spoke well of the false prophets of old. We certainly don't want to be classed with them, do we? He said, woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Well, some trials and afflictions we bring on ourselves. And I know it doesn't fit well with some modern theology, but God will let things come upon us to shape us, to keep us in line. That's pretty much the case for the Apostle Paul's thorn in the flesh. Psalms 119:67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. 119:71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. 119:75. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. In the meantime, while we are being shaped in the fire and hammered on the forge, look up and rejoice. We have a high priest who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows the feeling of being tempted. He knows the feeling of rejection. He knows the feeling of being falsely accused. In spite of all that he faced, he persevered. He went to the cross and spilled his life's blood to save the very ones who crucified him, Isaiah 53. And that is exactly what he is calling us to do, but we cannot do it without the enabling power of the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Are we overwhelmed? Absolutely. But we only have to give our burdens to the one who bore all of our burdens on the cross. The living Christ cares for us and makes intercession for us at the throne of God. Lastly, 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. If we don't know which way to turn, we are commanded to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and to not try to figure things out. If we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he will direct our paths. As I said before, that is an absolute assurance from an absolute God. I think I'll say that again. That is an absolute assurance from an absolute God. God bless you.